Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
There's an urgent need to enhance global efforts to protect the rights of religious minorities. In many places, religious minorities, including Christian, Jewish, Shia, Sunni, Yazidi, Ahmadi, and Baha'i communities, face discrimination and violence. It is not, however, just governments that are to blame. Non-state attacks against members of religious communities are also an urgent challenge, said Acting U.S. Envoy to the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, Arsalan Suleiman. He noted that in April, we were appalled by the murders of Christians in Libya and Kenya by terrorist groups. Mr. Suleiman made his remarks at the fifth meeting of the Istanbul Process for Promoting Implementation of UN Human Rights Council Resolution 1618 on combating religious intolerance, discrimination, and violence. Resolution 1618 is an important means of combating this violence, and government should fully implement it. This resolution explicitly defines the shared values and commitments that serve as the foundation and guiding principles for combating and overcoming religious intolerance. The resolution acknowledges that there is no justification for violence in response to peaceful expression. It calls on governments to foster religious freedom and pluralism, to protect places of worship, to enforce anti-discrimination laws, to engage with members of religious communities, and to promote conflict resolution. It also encourages leaders in government and civil society to speak out against religious intolerance and to form collaborative networks to address these challenges. The international community must reaffirm its core values and strengthen political and civil rights protections for members of religious and ethnic minority groups. Freedom of expression and freedom of religion are fundamental human rights that must be promoted and enforced by all governments.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.